All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by The Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We still have, let's do some math here, Liam. We got 24 hours. That takes us to 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. 30 hours and 20 minutes. Ish. Rick, roughly.
30 hours and 17 minutes.
30 hours
and 17. I have 2:01 on my clock. That was 19 minutes.
I have 2:01. On my clock too.
30 so you think it's starting hours at 18 to 20 minutes.
8:18, you think puck drop?
Bingo.
No hockey.
Yeah. Shit. I wish this was like baseball where you just set your watch to it. Gary says the games are on time though. It's fine.
This time they're actually advertising 8:20.
Where?
Sportsnet. I saw it today. It was a good thing I was sitting down because otherwise I would have been floored.
8:20.
Was that during like Sports Central or was that an actual ad?
That's a tough question. I'm not sure.
Outwardly, they're advertising still top of the hour, but then.
No, it was a graphic.
Oh. Wow.
It was definitely a graphic.
Wow.
Just tell us what time puck drops at. That's fine. I don't want to know when the broadcast starts. Tell me what time the puck drops. I'll be watching the pre-game show. Or the pregame show. Subscribe to the Oilers Nation YouTube. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Come on down.
Watch the boys. They were out at Sherwood Ford today, recording a pre-series episode of Oilers Nation every day.
Mm-hmm. Jason Demers was on the show.
And how was he?
He dropped the line, hide your wives, because we said he looked good in his coat.
Yeah, people use.
What kind of coat was he wearing?
One of you guys from Russia.
Similar to the pea coat I wear sometimes. Dude, it was the exact same color.
Is this like you saying you're tall, just as tall as Luke Gazdick?
Both can be true in some worlds.
Not this one.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Jason Demers for looking very fresh in his new coat or new old coat, whatever.
From Russia.
We're going to kick off the podcast as we always do with a shout out to our friends at Wendy's. It takes hard work and determination to bring home the win. Luckily, all you need to do is bring home Wendy's rewards and eat courtesy of their rewards program. Just download the Wendy's app, place your favorite order, and you'll be on the road to victory. And by victory, we mean free food, obviously. Who doesn't want free food from Wendy's? And hey, while you're racking up the reward points and eating your way through the menu, you'll also find plenty of deals along the way to keep your morale high and the temple fed. So what are you waiting for? Download the Wendy's app today. Start earning points on every single order. I turn the podcast over to my friend Tyler Yaremchuk now for the delicious debate for our friends at Wendy's. Shout out to Dave Thomas. Back to you.
Well, sitting here getting ready for the pod and everyone's buzzing in the office, giving their predictions for the series. And listen, my prediction is that the Oilers can make it a quick series and they will. But then I kind of thought, maybe we need a little reality check. So your giant, or sorry, your delicious debate today is what's one thing about this series and the matchup against the Canucks that concerns you?
Who wants to start?
I think I'll just go off right off the bat, just because the effect of the Demko isn't there. I feel like the Canucks have just a certain chip on their shoulder. You know, they've got the experts, every expert to a person is picking the Oilers here. So they've just got that nobody believes in them kind of attitude, especially when they went 4-0 against this Oilers team in the regular season. So I think that they've got like that who gives a shit attitude. They can have that with this series. Like they've already lost it according to all the experts. So that's where I'm afraid of them.
I'm not afraid of them. Next.
Nothing about the series concerns you though? For the sake of the delicious debate for Dave Thomas and our friends at Wendy's.
For him?
Yes. Do it for Dave.
There's a just sometime, like at the beginning of the year, everything went wrong. Like it wasn't this, it wasn't that. It was a little bit of everything.
Death by a thousand cuts.
So I think that's the only thing to be worried about. And I don't see that happening to this team. They've been through heartache already. They know what's ahead of them. And Vancouver hasn't been there. They haven't learned the hard lessons yet. It's something you, and this is like almost to a man, players, when they retire, they tell you the exact same thing all the damn time. You need to learn these situations before you can win. And I think it's our time. And yes, there's always a chance, but I refuse to see anything besides a 4-5 game series here.
Liam, what do you got? Anything concern you?
Well, they definitely have players that can score goals despite mm-hmm. that not happening in round one, but I think they just changed too much in round one and in round two. If you want to be Edmonton, it's got to be fire with fire, right? So they have guys who can do it, like JT Miller. I know Pedersen's not in himself, but he's still a top player when he's playing his game, right? So that'd be one thing that worries me. Brock Besser actually had a pretty good first round series, obviously getting that clutch goal in, what was that, game three or four? I think four. So yeah, they're offensive firepower.
Tyler, what do you got?
Yeah, that's an interesting one to kind of look at it, right? Like their top line, JT Miller, Brock Besser, then it's Pius Suter on the left wing. Then their second line, it's okay, Pedersen down the middle. And then you sit there and you go, oh, okay, Hoglander, Mikheyev, Quads told us they haven't had good playoffs. Elias Lindholm on the third line. Connor Brown can be a rat. Dakota Joshua can be a bit of a rat. But that line,
Connor Garland, not Connor Brown.
Oh yeah, sorry, that's what I meant to say. Connor Garland, like that line can be rats. But Lindholm's offense has dried up at stretches this year. Like, I think one area of this series that concerns me a little bit is potentially the officiating. As much as that might be like a weak thing to kind of say, but like, if they let JT Miller and Elias Lindholm get away with kind of whatever they want when it comes to shutting down McDavid and Dreisaitl, it's going to be hard for the Oilers to score on the road when they can't make the last change. So even that blue line, man, like Ian Cole, not a very fast defenseman. Tyler Myers, not a very fast defenseman. Nikita Zadorov, we've seen Connor McDavid do Connor McDavid things to him as well. Carson Soucy isn't a guy whose skating is his strongest suit. Like you look at that group of four, the only way I think they can shut down McDavid and Draisaitl is if they're allowed to get incredibly physical and break the rules.
And I think we saw with LA that really wasn't the case, that they did not really allow that in LA. Yep. And I guess you do get different officials and that'll always play a part in it. But just when you look at the first round for both teams, Vancouver did not look like regular season Vancouver against Nashville. And they should have looked a lot better. And PD doesn't scare me very much. I think PD is a really good player, but I think he's more of a regular season player. And when things get closer and things get tighter, like they do in the playoffs, I think you're going to see him. You're going to see less of him.
Do you not give Nashville any credit for what they did?
100%. They played their game, but I mean, Vancouver was the better team. You need to take that over.
Mm-hmm. Better team on paper.
Better team coming into the series.
I think Nashville was pretty unlucky. Sorry, Dan, not to win that series.
So do I.
They should have.
Game three or game four, whatever that was, two goals in the last 3 minutes.
And that's the thing. Like, even game five, which Nashville did win, they hit the post twice and Ryan McDonagh missed an open net. The Oilers aren't missing those chances as much as, like, there are more killers on the Oilers than they are in Nashville.
You're worried about like all four lines that can score with the Oilers. I mean, if Fogel's on line four and finds a hot streak, You know what Fogle can do. That third line with Holloway and McLeod, you know what they could, and those first two lines, I mean, you don't even have to bring that up.
I think I give the Canucks more credit just because they did overcome the adversity of losing their starting goaltender in the middle of that series. I think a lot of people thought that the Predators were going to come back and make a series out of that, and Vancouver didn't let them. Now, I know that one game really, you know, defined the
series. Two games, though, really.
Well, the end of the game where the Predators missed the open net, and then
JT and they allowed two goals where you kind of collapsed.
That's a dagger, but... You know, I do give the Canucks credit because you come out with a third string goaltender and you win a National Hockey League playoff game. I don't know. Like, it's just there's an element to the team
That's kind of the part B to my answer is going to be the whole idea of like, you're playing a third string goalie. He's not a third. We can't think of him like a third string goalie.
No,
he's played in big moments. And I know you're going to be like, oh, that's not the playoffs, but like he went for Team Latvia and had he was the MVP of the world, man. He stared down the barrel of an American team that had all this offense. He made 50 some saves and Latvia beat USA because of this guy. Like, you don't think with, you know, the country on his chest, he was feeling some sort of pressure.
Is Casey DeSmith hurt still?
No, he's healthy.
They're still rolling with the other guys. So
DeSmith was healthy in the last two games of that series.
Against that's Nashville. What I was thinking too. So he's not really a number three to me either. Then he's a number two. And you know what? He gave him a quote. He gave them a quote. What are you like? Didn't they ask about Connor and Leon?
No, that was fake.
Was that fake?
Yeah, it was Canucks fans trying to get us to bite.
What was the quote?
Oh, if it's fake. Oh, I was like, oh, it was, what do you think we'll play in those guys? He's like, who?
Oh, Arthur. What's his name?
Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he gets the H though. I think it might just be Arthur.
Arthur. Oh, like Urbe. Mm-hmm. Without the S.
Yep.
Arthurs.
Yeah. I just like the thing too. He has obviously been tested, but to what point?
Not a lot. Nashville does not have the same offense.
Spoke about, like, Nashville should have had five goals in that game.
Arguably, game six, they should have probably tied it up right at the end.
They had three goals against them in game four. Like, I just think the Oilers are going to be able to get to him. Don't get me wrong. I think he's done really well, and he's a good goalie. I don't think he should be underestimated, but also...
I don't think he's not going to steal a series.
I just don't think he can.
But that also being said, in the same breath, the Edmonton Oilers faced Casey DeSmith three out of the four times this year, correct?
Regular season.
I know, but we lost
the first three games. The first three games in 11 days or whatever.
And DeSmith,
that's nothing to me.
For other matchups around the league, he didn't have as much success against us. So I'm just saying there's factors that play in there, and the Oilers are, and Rick, you've said this to yourself, the Oilers are a team that can beat themselves more than any other team can beat them.
100%.
I would say, like, what concerns me about this round against Vancouver is the Oilers beating themselves.
Yep.
And I think of game two as an example against LA. The only reason the Oilers lost that game is because of mistakes the Oilers made. It wasn't that LA just took it over or something. Like, Stu wasn't Stu in game two. He sorted that out. The Oilers were doing a lot of hopes and prayers, cross ice passes to no one in particular. They cleaned all that up. So to me, the Oilers lost game two because of the Oilers.
But they
I've got concerns in this round. Themselves. It's because the Oilers beat the Oilers.
Yeah. See, there was that hiccup in round one. I just don't think you'll see it again in this round. And
if
maybe there's some hopeful talk in there, but
I also like
they learned
losing all four games in the regular season. It is what it is. Like the season, that record doesn't matter anymore. But at the same point, I don't think we should just ignore it either.
Winnipeg, Colorado.
Agreed. I understand that. But like ultimately use that as motivation as opposed to just like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, it doesn't technically matter just because we're both in the playoffs at that point. You're starting 0-0 again, but yeah, none of that slips out of your mind. You use that, you remember it, and you make sure you don't make those same mistakes.
Anything else that sticks out going into round two?
I do think that's a good point. Like, we did see the Oilers last year against Vegas lose to themselves a lot. And I look at that series against LA. They had a game that they won with their B-, C-plus effort. Mm-hmm. I mean, Skinner played great, and that is a factor in the playoffs, and it could be a factor. And hey, you probably need your goalie to steal you one every series like he did. But if the Oilers give their B or C-plus effort in a game against the Canucks, they don't win the game. And that's maybe the little concerning part is like, you know, maybe you hand them one early on and they're allowed to hang around. Maybe they get a lucky victory. Like, it's basically luck and the Oilers not showing up are the two ways that I can see the Canucks winning this series.
Yeah, just pedal to the floor nonstop. The Oilers can do that.
And I just don't
let your own mistakes beat you.
And I think after seeing that, when we played the first power play on the 5-1 game, and they put the PP1 back out there, I think you have a coach who is telling him to go for the throat. Whereas Woody was a little bit different, I think. I think Knobloch is telling him to go for the throat and go for it early. And I hope you'll see it right from puck drop tomorrow.
If you wade into the comment section over at Canucks Army, there is a lot of very, very confident Canucks fans over at our sister site, CanucksArmy.com, based on the regular season record. You dive into the Canucks subreddit, you get more of the same. You dive into Twitter, you get more of the same. Whereas I actually appreciate the way the Oilers are just, Oilers fans, well, I mean, there's, you know, there's outliers, of course. Mm. But for the most part, it's just kind of like, let's see what happens. Bring it on. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the right mentality to go into the series with. There's no like, Oilers fans have been here before, whereas Canucks fans have not, and you're kind of seeing it in a series like this. They were chanting, fuck the Oilers after game 3 of their first round series.
And that almost bit him in the ass.
Yes, it did. They were chanting, fuck McDavid right after they beat Nashville. They were in our mentions immediately after game 6 was over. I would love nothing more than for all that noise to be quieted with some beautiful Edmonton Oilers victories in Vancouver.
Also, Jack Campbell catching strays.
Poor Jack Campbell.
That kid's not even been around.
Yeah, Canucks fans are so dialed in that they know that Campbell hasn't been playing since
November. It's your fan base.
Just, I love that that happened. And then there was that meme of the guy who's like laying on the bench. He's just looking.
Yeah, what did I do?
Me? That guy looks like Mike Gold.
A little bit. Yeah.
That's exactly what I think of every
Yeah, time. A little bit. But is the perfect meme. Jack Campbell's like, he's like, I guess I'm here. We saw him walking. Suit looked great.
We've not mentioned that, but we did see him in LA with Philippe.
Yep, Philippe Roberg. Anything else stick out just round 2 while we wrap up the delicious debate for Wendy's?
I was just going to caution people, like, if we do lose game 1, let's not overreact either, because I feel like this team, this Edmonton Oilers team, you know, we were a couple of more mistakes or a couple of more lucky bounces for the Kings away from losing that game 1 against them. So this team does have a history of an issue with game 1s. Everything is set up to be that way because the Oilers have had more time off, blah, 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 blah. You saw what happened with Florida and Boston last night, but I really do hope that they come out and they just show us a different
thing. Though, to be fair to that, Dan, the Canucks have only had one extra day.
That's true.
We exercised those demons a couple games ago.
And another thing too, like I like that point, Dan, because like, remember the big picture. The Oilers don't have home ice in the series. Mm-hmm. Your goal is to win one of the first two. You'd love them both. It would suck if you lost them both, although it still wouldn't be the end of the world because you're never in trouble till you lose on home ice. But the goal, realistically, win one of the first two.
And how many Oilers fans do you think are going to be able to get into their building?
I know at least 4.
Well, it's gonna be,
I say over.
Like, we alone are a group of 6.
Oh, well, we're 6 men.
Because we're going to have the captain with us.
Oh, captain.
Sales guy, Jared.
Oh.
Plus us 4.
Do you feel like there will be a noticeable amount?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's going to get Vancouver?
I think there's a lot of Oilers fans in Vancouver.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
I think it'll be both. Like, I think now travel wells, too. You know,
I think there'll be more Oilers fans in Vancouver than there will be Canucks fans.
I saw somebody tweet out that said, and there's like, they're talking from our side of things. They said it's cheaper to get a flight from Van to Edmonton and go to a game here, or go to both games here, I think they said, than go to one game out there.
So hilarious, because we've been talking about how expensive it is.
Well, we said that about, I think, LA, whether it had been last year or 2 years or whatever it was.
Our tickets, apples to apples, in Vancouver, more than double the price of our tickets in LA. And that's what the exchange factored in.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah, the tickets for the winter.
That's crazy, man.
Well, I mean, like, when was the last time Vancouver was in the playoffs? I know they were in the bubble playoffs, but before that.
When was the last time their fans could see them in person in the playoffs? Yeah.
When was that? 2013?
It's got to be somewhere around there. I don't remember I don't remember, but like, it's been over a decade.
Beat them in the Stanley Cup finals.
2011.
Oh, yeah.
But they went back.
They went back to the playoffs.
They lost to Chicago 1 year in round 1.
Yeah, they had an issue with Chicago for a couple of years, I think.
So yeah, 2019-20 was their bubble year. That, they lost in 6 to the Flames in 2015.
Wow. So 2015 has been a minute. It's almost we're talking about a decade.
Yeah.
It's still crazy they charge that much, though.
They're not charging that much. I think it's resale. It's resale killing you.
That's why.
All right. Maybe that plays a part in it.
I know Canucks fans right now look stupid on a lot of it, but I actually like not against the excitement that they have going on there. Like it is a good, it's supposed to be a good time for them. Like,
yeah, there's a little cocky. That's all.
Yeah, I think it is what it is, right? Like they're just pumped for their team to actually have some success.
But it's less about talking about their team and more talking about their opposition.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just what I see. And I mean, I won't go to Vancouver because I know I can get riled up and it's probably not a place for me. So I'll stay home where I'm safe and smarter. But I'm all for getting jacked up. And I remember what we were like when, you know, in 17 and then, you know, the couple of years that we didn't go to it and we came back in it again. I don't feel like it was as much of, until we got to Calgary, as much hate against the other team. It's like, hey, we have belief in our own team, but all they do is mention us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of living rent free right now.
Yeah.
I think, I feel like maybe the sands of time have kind of washed away a little bit of that just from 2017, especially. I think we were just like, there was so much exuberance and it was just, we were so excited. And then you beat, who do we beat in round?
San Jose.
And you come out of that round and maybe you're right.
There was no fuck Hyman, and there's no video by that eight year old. And there was no video of like, of that.
He's got a filthy mouth on him too.
I do love the people getting on their soapbox being like, allowing a child to swear.
And if you're going to allow this, unfollow me right now.
Yeah. I don't want to be.
What the fuck does that do? Unfollow me.
Listen.
Unfollow me too.
I hope
that child put a nickel in the swear jar. That's all I know.
Like, have you ever been around a 12-year-old? They swear all the time.
It's true.
Anyways,
you remember playing hockey when you're that age? Yeah. Cause then it comes out and you're like, oh shit. Like mom and dad are like actually really close. Like, I just hope they didn't notice.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, you went to a game with a bunch of 12-year-olds. Were they cursing?
No, they weren't. Nuts. They were very well behaved.
They were on the Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. To Dan's point though, the last thing I want to say, delicious debate for our friends at Wendy's. Just remember the Calgary series. Even if game one doesn't go our way, just remember the Calgary series.
Just keep a cool calm.
This is our year.
Moving forward.
This is our year.
I like keeping the mindset of like been here before, like you guys kind of said.
Yeah, we've done this. Nobody has a perfect run all the way to the cup. We'll get through this one. I'm feeling good.
I wish it was tomorrow at 8:20 already.
We've still got 29 hours and 40 minutes.
The only part of me that's happy about this is my liver.
I've had some nice sleep-ins on the weekend. I slept until 10 a.m. both days.
Mm-hmm.
That is, for me, that is unheard of.
That is nice.
Very, very nice. Very nice indeed.
Bit of me jelly.
We're going to keep looking ahead at the Oilers versus Canucks. Our friend, happy birthday, by the way, today, Francis Saravalli.
Mr. Beast.
And Mr. Beast, he is giving away 26 Teslas on his Instagram.
Frank, what are you doing?
Yeah, you ain't doing shit, Frank. Today, Frank tweeted, sources say Canucks goaltender Thatcher Demko is out through at least game four of this round two series against the Oilers. Demko has been skating and progressing. Big week ahead. Earliest possible return is game five, and that is probably pushing it, but game six and seven could get interesting if necessary.
If game five is probably pushing it, what is another 48 hours going to do in terms of healing your knee?
Well, and I also want to know, like, he hasn't played since what, game one? Mm-hmm. Do you really want to throw him back in?
Did we not go through this in 2006?
I feel like we did.
Like, he went down and they're like, well, he's on the ice next day at practice. Mm. Oh, there's a chance. Really could be back. He could be back. And there was like, dude, we could have played till September and he wasn't coming back.
Yes.
I think that's where we're at with Demko. The other thing too, and Frank alluded to it, you just touched on it, BM, like he could come back game six or seven. If they push the Oilers to six or seven, Artie Seelov's probably having the week of his life. Why would you go back to 90% healthy Demko?
It can be interesting. Obviously Demko's their star goaltender, keeping an eye on just it, but
worked out well for the Leafs.
Well, we're going to touch on the Leafs and around the playoffs.
It's going to determine like where they're at as well, right? Like, how much do you want to push this guy? Like every time he comes back, he just gets hurt again almost immediately.
He is getting a little bit of a band-aid kind of reputation, especially on his knees. Like, is it? It's not. It's the same knee, just different part of the knee. Correct.
He's still pretty young, right? Well, like 26.
What's the official injury right now besides just lower body?
You know, it's LBI.
Sore knee.
Yeah.
He is 28, turning 29 in December.
Really?
I think they should just rest him.
Well, he's not as young as I thought he was.
I think you just release him at this point. Obviously, he's.
Yeah, let him go.
Yeah. Hit the waiver wire.
Mm-hmm. You can back up Stu next year.
Liam is a fellow 28-year-old. You know how old he is getting and how these injuries can take a while to recover from.
Well, my knees do kill me most days, so I can see what he's going through.
That's why he takes the elevator for the one flight of stairs.
No, we got him on the stairboy.
Oh, we did get him a stairboy. That's right. That's true. I take it back now.
Pro stairs ever since I was Vegas. Trip.
Even in Los Angeles, he was doing stairs.
Attaboy.
And I had a carry-on that I had to carry up the stairs.
But stair club maintains. Got to do it.
Got to do it.
Any concern? I'm not concerned, but like the Oilers exactly haven't had the best luck against backup goaltenders. Any thought on that? No.
This is the third stringer. No, it's undeniable that what they've gone through, but like I said before, I think this is a different team. This is everybody is, they got their eyes on the prize and it's going to take a lot more than the Vancouver Canucks to stop this team.
Do you think we are underestimating our opponent? You look on the whiteboard outside right before we started recording this. We've all got our predictions up on the board. There's a lot of Oilers and fives up there.
Okay. If anybody thinks that anybody was going to be like a little bit, you know, unbiased in this office, you made a mistake, first of all. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that I get it. I get the sentiment that fans might be over cocky, but we're not the players. Like I'm not overestimating or under.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we do it or not. Yeah. But I mean, if you just look outside and go to like all the pundits and see what there is and see what they say, and they're essentially the exact same way. So
does
I think
that make you nervous?
No.
Tyler? It's not like it's a Homer thing, unique Edmonton thing. And I'll admit I was nervous before round one. Cause same thing, everyone picked the Oilers to handle the Kings easily. And it was like every year, one of these series goes wrong and the team that everyone thought was going to win ends up losing and like, oh boy. And then the Oilers just went and did their thing. So this time around, I'm kind of like, yeah, you know what? The Oilers are the odds on cup favorites. The Oilers are -280 favorites, -275 favorites to win this series. And I think there's a logical path to understanding that doesn't just include a bunch of Edmonton bias.
Before we go ahead.
I was just going to say, not a lot of talk around the league about how we chalked the brackets, eh? Like there was no upsets at all this year, just all the way through the entire league. Everybody was the top seed, right?
Top seed. Winnipeg or Colorado wasn't.
Oh, right. Yeah. Colorado. My bad.
Sorry, that was the one technical upset.
Yeah, that's fair.
A couple of things. I want to look around the NHL for our friends at Boston Pizza, but a couple of things. Adam Henrique could miss game one. The lines at practice today. Janmark, McDavid, Hyman, Nuge, Drysdale, Kane, Holloway, McLeod, Perry, Fogle, Ryan and Carrick splitting that center duty, and Connor Brown could potentially get back in the lineup for the first time in the playoffs tomorrow. How concerned are we with what's going on with Adam Henrique?
What do we know about him?
Lower leg injury.
So probably something with
ankle.
Something with the ankle.
But he was
left game four and five. Yes.
Yeah.
He left four, then came back in four, and then whatever happened in five. So the injury came in four, right?
Gregor said the injury came in five, but I wonder if the injury began in four, but then happened in five.
If that was the case, guys, if it is a high ankle. And it happened in four. He doesn't play in five.
Right? Probably not. Up 3-1 in the series.
Played that whole run with a high ankle.
Yeah, but he's different.
He is.
I was going to say not even because of the score, not even because of the what it is in the series, but because like no one comes back from that high ankle like that.
Leon did.
Yeah, outside of Leon.
he's different.
Yeah, three legs to choose from, though.
That is true.
Different.
The Germans.
I'm not that worried about it. I think again, every team's got to battle through injuries at some point. Knock on wood, it's not one of the true big guns. So whatever. I'm actually looking at. I'm kind of excited to see what Connor Brown can do in the lineup. I'm intrigued to see how Knobloch handles that top line left wing spot now. Like, I don't think he's just.
You think they're gonna roll the bot like those three wingers through there?
That's what he said today. It'll be by committee.
Yeah, like there's no way Janmark is playing 19 minutes in game one. I doubt it.
Not on there.
A huge goal, and then you know who I high five first? Tyler Yaremchuk.
Why not? You should. I love Matty J.
Matty J.
I don't think I follow him. I don't think I follow him on Instagram. I should. I should do that.
Give him a follow. Let's see.
Give him a follow, by the way, while you're over on Instagram.
Not incredibly tag active over there.
Mr. Beast's post. I'd like a Tesla.
Matthias Janmark doesn't have Instagram. At least not public.
He took it down then.
The other thing I want to mention before we look. Yeah, he probably did. He goes, that guy sent me to Gitmo.
Tried to.
The Oilers get Chris Cuthbert and Craig Simpson as the announcers for round two. Thoughts?
A crew.
Yeah.
Cool. I like Chris Cuthbert. I like the way he calls. I like Craig Simpson. Great hairline. Come on.
Scott Oak as the ringside. I am disappointed. No Gino, but
yeah,
I mean, we are the nationally focused series. A lot more media coverage on this one than even there was in round one. You get the big national crew. Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I like Chris Cuthbert.
Shout out the Leafs for getting eliminated.
Yeah, I do feel, again, I generally like Louis. I generally like Harn Ryan. I think he's a solid call. He's a great guy.
New York, right?
Yeah, they're gone to him and Louis are in New York for Rangers Canes.
Cool.
Well, no better time to kick off our league-wide coverage for our friends at Boston Pizza. It's been 30 years since a Canadian team has won hockey's ultimate prize. For some teams, it's been a lot longer than that. What would it take for Canadian hockey fans to set aside their differences and work together to end the drought? Is there their team or nothing? Or could somebody else get behind our beloved Edmonton Squadron?
We don't want them.
As they make their push towards the ultimate prize.
Don't weigh down the bandwagon.
Rick says no. Winnipeg, you guys can come aboard. I don't mind. It's a long walk for you. I get it. Long drive. How long is that drive?
13 hours.
Have you not seen the tweets where it's like Calgary and Vancouver fans are coming together?
Yeah, but
I love all the that.
Fans are coming together.
I don't ever see
Boston Pizza.
Yeah, Boston Pizza wants us all to get together.
Hey, shout out to the Boston Pizza in Penticton.
I'm saying, Rick, it's a brilliant marketing strategy to come on ONR and be a part of us because we are going to be the only Canadian team left for everybody to join.
If you
want to
pick Canada's team, the Oilers have 19 Canadians on it and the Canucks have like five. Four?
Three or four, yeah.
Well, who's Canada's team?
We are the Edmonton Oilers. Mm-hmm. Not the Alberta Oilers, not the Canada Oilers, the Edmonton Oilers. But hey, that's just where I stand.
Feel free to cheer for us.
That's where I stand.
Don't come.
And do not tell Rick.
Don't bog down our city streets with your traffic.
We have like a circle around us. There's no coming in that circle. And we'll make a secondary circle around that circle. Only a select few are allowed in that second circle. And then the rest of you can watch from Saskatchewan.
We have the moat around. There's a couple of select people will be granted kayaks so they can cruise around the moat. Kind of like in San Francisco when they're waiting for splashdown balls.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Flood the Henday.
And then outside of that, you know, so you could be outside the Henday. That's where the rest of you can stay.
We'll put up some big screens in Saskatchewan for everyone else to watch.
Yeah.
It's like the Simpsons movie.
There's no passing in Lloydminster.
Springfield.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like here.
You can press your faces against the glass.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Wait, well, that movie only came out like 15 years ago.
Man, I watched that Green Day opening and I paused it. And I was saving the rest of it.
I watched it like 2 months ago. So it's in
the first time.
No. I've seen it a ton of times, but for whatever reason it's there. And now whenever I come home, if I've had a couple and I go in bed, turn on the TV, it's in my like recently played. It's like fourth in the queue. And I just keep going back to it.
It's a good movie. It's a fun movie.
It's hilarious. Comforting. And I fall asleep after like 15 minutes every time, just crush the veggies, have a water and then just fall asleep to the Simpsons.
Crush the veggies.
As soon as that pig shit hits the water, Tyler is out like a light.
Yep. I'm done.
Spoiler alert. Forever.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Spider pig for life.
Spider pig forever. This Simpsons talk is brought to you by our friends at Boston Pizza. I want to give a honorary shout out to a specific Boston Pizza out in Penticton where Canucks fans are very, very upset that they put Go Oilers Go outside of their fine establishment.
So
salty.
You've never messaged the mayor about a sign, Liam?
I've never messaged the mayor ever.
Why not?
This has to be to do with this, right? Like the race for the cup to try and get.
No, I think that franchisee is just. I think they're just an Oilers guy.
Interesting. Bold. I will give him that.
I love it.
If I was a Canucks fan, I would also hate it, but I get it.
See, so I try and put myself in their position and go. What did I? I walked through a store today. Maybe it's at Walmart actually, and they had a bunch of Flames gear up there, and I said, I don't, really don't care.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I have a story I have to tell.
Please.
And this This almost
sit back, everyone.
Social media.
Did you just tee yourself up for all a right. story?
Yeah. Can we get some Hang popcorn?
On. Okay, that was awesome. Let's go.
Because this trick, this. What did you just say?
I said I was in Walmart today, and I saw a lot
that's
of.
That's what got me.
Walmart.
So last night I was at Walmart, and they have all these like they have this TV on, and all this oily stuff around it, and then they have a TV playing. And it's showing like highlights, but for some reason they're showing the Vegas Golden Knights road to the cup last year. And it just kept showing you know, this losing to them over and over again. It's like, do you realize where you are? Like nobody in this city wants to see this highlight right now.
Did you eject that VHS and smash the tape?
It's probably a laser disc.
Like, oh, this is interesting. Like just kind of showing some highlights. And I realized what it was. I was like, this is outrageous. Volume on and everything. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned.
Sounds to me like there was some shenanigans by one of the staff members there.
Somebody
wants like should it. You take to social media and well, post about it?
Emailed the mayor. Oh.
He went above social media. He went to his podcast.
Yeah, I went to my podcast. Yeah. Just wait till I get on rants and get my thoughts out. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned.
Leon's. They sell mediocre furniture.
But you get a TV with it.
Yep.
Usually.
That's true.
Particle board, though, for sure on that stand. It's not going to last you. Tyler, don't buy particle board. It's not going to work.
Nuh-uh.
What was I going to get to? Oh, you guys asked a question on Oilers Nation every day, and I want to ask the boys here. Toronto out, game 7. Vegas out, game 7. Which of those losses brought you just more kind of joie? Which one brought you more joy or were you just happier to watch?
Boston's win.
Vegas's loss.
Vegas's loss, 100%. And my favorite part about it was Mark Stone's comments after the game.
What
is
that?
He was like, maybe we should focus on the regular season a little bit more. Like,
So we don't have to play good teams early.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, no kidding, man. Like, and you're the reason they go on every year. And maybe it is her. Like, I honestly have no idea. What if he's healthy or not anymore?
See, so the best reply I saw to that, you know, that meme where it's like, never ask a woman her age, never ask a man his salary, never ask Mark Stone what he was doing in the final 3 weeks of the regular season. It was a great reply.
I wanted to get our revenge on them. I also, there is nothing that will bring me joy to see that organization win. And by that one, I mean that one in the Southern U.S., I do not want a damn thing for them. And the fact that they, you know, I would have been more than okay watching Vegas sneak out of that series. I would have taken an immense amount of joy in their sorrow. And then I would have silently hoped that we could get our revenge on Vegas next round. I think we are the better team this year. I think we were the better team last year. I think we hurt ourselves last year. So whatever, good on them. But I wanted that revenge on them this year. So I did not want that to go the way it did.
Dan, who do you appreciate watching lose more?
I think I honestly wanted to see Dallas lose more than Vegas just because of the AI promotion that they're doing this year.
Did they stop it after game 2? They yanked all of it, even in the arena. They took everything.
What were they doing?
They launched their, like, you know how it's like ours is Let's Go Oilers and then everybody else is like Unite the Kingdom or whatever. Their theme was it's the 2024 Play AI Offs.
I don't even understand.
And then they had AI doing their graphics and creating like the music choices. And it was just disjointed as fuck looking.
And so they just didn't want to hire any staff in the arena. Is that what that was?
Yeah. So they did
a weird choice.
I dislike everything about that organization.
But yeah. So they did the Play AI Offs and they obviously lost the first two games at home. And then by the time they came back for game 5, everything was just, they just spelled playoffs normally. And were like,
I didn't even notice. I have my card in Jordan ready.
I still don't understand what they were trying to do.
It just a weird choice.
I don't get it.
Fans did not, and human beings are not a big fan of AI. So I there was a part of me that was kind of like sick watching the Leafs lose again. I don't know. It just, none of it felt great as a fan. I'm just excited about the Oilers now. So
yeah. I was actually, to me, that Leafs Bruins game 7, no matter what happened, the result was going to be funny to me. One, either the Leafs dragged themselves back to game 7 and they lose, which they did, or the Bruins dropped a second straight first round matchup when they were up 3-1. That also would have been funny to me.
I think the Bruins are on house money time, though.
I wanted to see Vegas lose to the Oilers in round three.
I want that revenge. I want to put them to sleep ourselves.
To answer the question, I was more bummed out to see Vegas lose.
I just thought, like, watching.
If Toronto got through, they were just going to get stomped by Florida anyway.
Yeah, I didn't really care about Toronto, to be honest. I thought it was funny the way it happened. Like, they score late, like, their fans
are going to score on.
Yeah, like, right away, and then in overtime, and then Mitch Marner's comments after.
He's a god.
Hey, I will say this. Like, first of all, with that Marner thing, they were asking him about would he want to stay in Toronto?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, he would. He likes it there. The players are almost thought of as gods. And so, bad timing to say that. Like, he probably, but he's not wrong.
The quote itself makes sense and it all lines up. It's just the lack of awareness.
Fine on that. Yes.
I suck ass every playoffs. I'm going to
say. I think if he said that in August, nobody would care. Well, people would probably care because it's Toronto, but like, probably not as much as they did yesterday.
Well, and they were able to just remove the first three words that made it less of a qualifying statement and made it sound more like he's a god.
I honestly don't know why everyone thinks Morgan Riley is such a good defenseman.
I think he's fine.
Yeah, yeah. But
of all the people to let behind you on what looked very clearly to be a set play by the Bruins,
everybody that wants to like put this on Marner, that's not Marner's job to cover that guy. And Riley did absolutely nothing. That was not on Marner at all.
I was surprised, and I'm anticipating we're going to hear more of it in the offseason, is asking for this playoff format to change so that Toronto doesn't have to play Boston again.
I think there was one through eight was going to be the same way.
This one, it wouldn't have, and that's maybe why they aren't doing it right away as a media, but I do believe that this offseason we will hear a lot of discontent around.
But we went from the one to eight to this. Like, we just keep going back and forth.
I agree.
People who are saying that are forgetting what the NHL wanted. Literally, when they put these divisions together, they made a statement that this is for rivalries.
Yep.
Baseball style.
It's working. Like,
yeah, I have no issues with it.
Drew Doughty, in which case he is correct when he says it's not really a rivalry. The Oilers kick our ass every year.
Well, you can take that quote and put it on in a Maple Leafs jersey and it's the same damn thing.
So in the East this year, the matchups would have been exactly the same.
Yeah.
In the West, it would have been a little different. It still would have been Dallas, Vegas,
and
Winnipeg, LA, Nashville, Vancouver, whatever, and we would have played Colorado on the road. They would have had fourth. They would have been the fourth seed.
That's disgusting.
To further that point, I posted the graphic. Somebody did it. The 1 versus 16 matchups, versus 15 would have also been Boston versus Toronto.
And last year, I think it would have been pretty much the same.
The gods want what the gods want.
Exactly. I don't like that 1 to 16 though.
No, 1 to 16 doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you can't. You don't have your conference winners then.
1 versus 16 would be the Rangers versus the Blues, because the Capitals would have been washed out there by the Blues. Then it would have been Dallas versus the Islanders. And then it would have been Carolina versus Vegas, Winnipeg versus Tampa. And then you're looking at like Florida versus LA. Edmonton would have played Colorado, Boston and Toronto, and then Vancouver, Nashville would have still.
Is there a series outside of our own, of course, that interests you most? Boston and Florida is probably the one for me. I think I was surprised the way that Boston handled their business last night, though Florida had a little bit of a wait, but that of the other series would be the one that interests me most.
I think the one that interests me the most is obviously the one in our conference, because Dallas, Colorado, it has something to do with us, sort of, hopefully.
I would say that one too. I think it'll be very entertaining too.
But again, it should be...
No takers for New York Hurricanes.
I'm intrigued by that one, I think, more than just because those were the two top East teams in the regular season. So whoever comes out of that should be the favorite going into the Eastern Conference final.
Tyler, was the best series outside of our own?
I think I'm going to go Colorado, Dallas, just because like Dallas was clearly so comfortable playing like the low scoring, grinded out games against the Golden Knights, and they got away with it and they executed. Colorado just wants to play fire wagon hockey. So I'm intrigued to see who comes through there.
Go seven, please.
Yep. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Take your time.
That'd be nice. That would be nice. Of course, the Oilers are kicking off their game one, round two, about 30 hours, 29 and a half hours. Anything else from around the league that you want to touch on for our friends at Boston Pizza?
Give me your most chaotic team to win the draft lottery pick.
Ooh,
I'm going to say Utah.
Well, are we allowed to, like, do we go with the script that was released earlier? Huh.
What was it?
The Sharks win.
Sharks win. Utah too.
If you're the NHL, because again, the draw, I think it's happening like right away here. It happens like
4:30, I thought maybe.
Is the announcement. But the actual draw happens like 90 minutes or 2 hours before the TV event.
Can't you just, can you just call Frank? Doesn't he have like all the answers like he did before Vegas?
In the room at 5:45. Yeah,
because Frank was locked in the room last year. He wasn't allowed to have his phone on him. But
they put him in jail?
Yeah, they basically put him in jail.
You ruined it for his last time.
NHL.
They found a Nokia flip phone in his in his socks there.
How hard are you crossing your fingers that it was a leaked photo from rehearsal, obviously, but the jokes write themselves. If you're the league, how hard are you crossing your fingers being like, fuck, please don't happen. Please don't happen. Please don't happen. Like,
only thing worse.
What did they see? What happened?
The Blackhawks.
What was released? What's the script?
It's just a picture that it was going to go San Jose, Utah 1-2.
Do you want to know the script?
Please. Like, what was it?
So this was again from rehearsal. John Buchagross put this out on Twitter. It has since been deleted. So it had San Jose 1, Utah moves up from 6-2, then Chicago, Anaheim, Columbus round out the top 5, then Montreal, Ottawa, Seattle, Calgary, New Jersey to 10.
Outside of who gets one, I would really, 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 really like to see somebody not get one or a Ginlaw. That'll put a smile on my face.
Yeah.
You can guess whatever team that is.
Yeah. Although how many picks do they have in the first round? I feel like they got a bunch, don't they? Two,
right?
Ooh,
look out for their GM.
I saw Flamesan tweeting. He was like, I can't wait for the moment when Jerome steps up to the podium and selects his boy with the Flames first overall pick. And all I could think about was like the Flames obviously being all business and being like, someone slips, they're like, he's not next on our board. And Jerome goes up and picks like whatever, Cole Iserman.
Like, if they're not one, they can't move up into a position where they will.
They could be two or three.
Could they be two or three still?
Yeah.
All right. And would again, go two or three? Is he like a,
he's going to
a lottery pick.
He's like, I think he's 6-10 is kind of his range.
Six to 10.
He's 6-10.
So if you took him 2-3, is that considered too early or is that?
Yeah, that would be a bit of a reach, but
apparently Bob McKenzie had his thing saying like it's Celebrini, and he said there's a chance that the next 7 teams all get who they view as the second best player in the draft.
Yeah, it's a bit of a crapshoot. It's a weird draft.
So maybe he would
Celebrini through. And then 2 through 7 essentially could go.
They all get
anywhere.
Exactly what they want.
Yeah, but for a long time, Iserman was the second ranked prospect in announcing. People have him in like the early teens and some.
Bob had
him
13, yeah. 13.
Pretty 11. Sure it's pronounced Azierman for the record.
Azierman?
Yeah.
Oh, my good apologies. Joke.
Thank you.
Oh, that's actually name? Silent as Yerman.
Azierman.
Wiserman.
We'll see. It's nice not to give a shit about the draft.
I didn't even know it was the draft lottery today, to be honest. Either.
It popped up on something yesterday I did before.
The thing I used to care about a lot.
I love the draft, but yeah. It's just, yeah, whatever.
You know what I love more? It's about 35 pounds in silver-ish.
Oh, wait, the battle West. 97th Street?
You know
Talus
it.
Balls, just one of the many
that
Talus.
You know it. Whenever you want. Listen.
Any one of the Talus Balls.
If the Stanley Cup comes back home, I will be swimming in the fountains at the ledge until the Premier kicks
October.
No, she's going to have to come kick me out. I'm just going to be there. I'm waiting for the Premier, please. Anything else from around the NHL you want to touch on?
No, a lot of it was the last thing I had.
Liam?
I'm covered.
All right. All right. We're happy around the NHL. Hit us up, Owen Radio Podcast. I want to know which series outside of our own, of course, that you are most interested in.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The betting segment on Oilers Nation Radio is presented by the window I just closed.
Stand by.
All right, we're good. We're back. Gentlemen, compose yourselves. The Betting Talk on Oilers Nation Radio is brought to you by Bet365, proud partner of the Nation Network. Open a betting account. Open an account with Bet365 today and bet on a huge range of markets. So whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Use the promo code OILYBONUS. We are the Oily Boys, and we are giving you an Oily Bonus. With our friends at Bet365. Liam, what's that promo code?
Oily Bonus.
I've got three bets that I would like to discuss with you gentlemen. They are, well, I guess two bets, sorry. And a question of concern. Opening the series, the Oilers were heavily favored on Bet365. Does anybody have any concerns about this? No, Rick says no.
No, based on the pundits and whatever, it's just the way it's going to go.
I was shocked by the line. Thought it'd be a little closer. I wasn't expecting like a pick'em. I thought the others would be the favorites, but I thought it'd be like -180, -170 somewhere around that to start with.
How about this for tomorrow, Dan? Edmonton Oilers money line in game one, -130.
It's shocking to me just because of this team's game one ability, but I think like Rick said, the public and the pundits are kind of teasing that line more towards the Oilers wave.
Tyler, what do you think? -130 on the money line tomorrow, game one.
I think it's fair. They're the better team, but they're on the road. So yeah, I think it's an honest line.
Rick, Liam?
What's the puck line?
Puck line. I will grab that for you in a second, but what do you think about the money line -130?
Yeah, I think that's fair. The Oilers are the better team coming into the series. Mm-hmm. Just based off the first round alone, nothing else.
Yeah, I think if they didn't have any fearable game one, it might be -150, -160.
The puck line, to answer your question, so -1.5, +195 on the puck line.
Holy Moses.
It's a nice puck line.
That's a really nice puck line.
A little sprinkle right there.
I don't hate that puck line.
We're talking. The second one I've got, we've got a pick 'em. The over set at 6.5, Dan.
It's tough because I feel like the league was like came out like gangbusters to start their series all around the league and then defensively started to clamp down. I would say we're probably going to be over to start tonight.
Liam, how you feel about a +100 for over 6.5 goals?
I think it'll be under.
Tyler, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I think Skinner and Seelovs are both going to have passable games, even if maybe one of them isn't totally on. One of them will be good enough to keep that total low.
Rick, you taking an over at over or under at 6.5 at even money?
I don't believe so, but I would take a look at the over 1.5 in the first period.
I don't mind that.
Can I give you two bets I've locked in for round one?
Sure. Yes, please.
How many goals did Zach Hyman score in the first round?
Was it 7 or 6?
7. How many goals did Leon Draisaitl score?
5.
How many goals did Connor McDavid score?
Uno.
1.
Connor McDavid versus Leon Draisaitl, who will score the most goals in round one on Bet365.
Round two.
Ding, ding. Picking Leon is -115 to outscore McDavid. Picking Hyman over McDavid is -115. Feels like a nice spot to me.
That does seem like a nice spot just because I feel like Zach Hyman's going to get his goals because he plays with Connor and Connor knows exactly where he's going to be.
Yeah. Listen, I know it's dangerous betting against Connor McDavid.
The only counter I was going to say is maybe Vancouver looked at that first series and went, okay, this guy's dishing. And Connor's going to come out and go, whoops, I'm going to shoot this round.
Yeah, like a McDavid hat trick or something. But I still think Hyman or Draisaitl can outscore him even if that happens. 100%. So I like those two spots, -115 each.
There you go. For our friends at Bet365. Open an account with Bet365 today and bet on a huge range of markets. So whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Use the promo code OILYBONUS. OILYBONUS. That is your promo code, OILYBONUS.
I'm getting really excited for tomorrow night now.
Well, me too.
You're going to get really excited that we're going to wrap up the podcast here with a version of Dan's 3v3. Presented by Nation Gear. Pop on over to nationgear.ca. Go check out the Live, Laugh, La Bamba line that is going up. It is flying out the doors. It is looking sharp. Tyler and I, both in LA, were wearing our Live, Laugh, La Bamba hoodies.
I gotta get one.
Everybody commented about how handsome we are. Liam was very jealous.
Yep.
That's the way that went. Nationgear.ca. Dan? Please explain the game today.
Well, in honor of our newest opponent in the playoffs, Vancouver, we are going to go to the first thing that I think of when I think of Vancouver, and it's the Winter Olympics. So we're going to be picking three Winter Olympic events each, and then our bonus is going to be picking our favorite killer whale.
Oh. Can it be any whale?
No, it has to be a killer whale. Sorry.
So Moby Dick ineligible.
You could pick Moby Dick, but that might hurt your voting afterwards.
As long as this whale's made at least one kill,
yeah, so he's got
they're a killer kill. Whale.
There you go.
Okay, he's got, yeah, he's got a teardrop.
Just before we got on the air, Rick, you're going to lead us off, and then Liam, Tyler, Bag Milk, and myself. So Rick, you are on the board with one of your three Olympic winter events or your favorite killer whale.
Men's hockey.
Rick, going off the board.
So he doesn't get women's hockey?
He doesn't get women's hockey. He chose men's hockey.
Are we doing this for every event? You can pick men's or women's.
That's a great question. No, we're going to just do it just for hockey. Okay. Just do just hockey, break up hockey, everything else. You got to pick the event. So Liam, you can't choose men's hockey. You could choose women's hockey or any of the other events or a killer whale.
Snowboarding.
Which one? For
Liam. Freestyle.
Thank you.
All right.
Haji half pipe.
Oh, okay. You want the half pipe?
I want half pipe snowboarding.
Leaving freestyle on the board, taking snowboarding half pipe is Liam. Tyler, you're up next.
I am going to go women's ice hockey.
Women's ice hockey for Tyler.
I don't like you say ice
Fantastic.
Hockey.
Fantastic. Bag milk.
It's always just hockey.
You know what? What's that one with what's called where you ski and you also shoot? The biathlon. Mm-hmm. I want the biathlon.
Biathlon for bagged milk.
Mm-hmm. It's a fine event.
I'm going fine to grab event. This one. I can't believe Liam didn't grab it from me is curling.
I saw that coming.
Curling is going to be on the board for me. And as well, I'm going to just get it out of the way because I'm afraid of what might happen at the end of this list. I'm going to grab the notable whale of Shamu. Mr. Free Willy, for those of us that aren't of the age when those movies
is that out. Not too different? You can't take two.
No, I'm grabbing Shamu played Free Willy.
Shamu played Free Willy.
Can I take Free Willy?
You should be able to take Willy as well.
I provided you with a list of notable killer whales.
Dan sent us a list of these whales, and next to Shamu, it just goes Shamu deceased. Yeah. This is very Yikes. Sad.
But I grabbed Shamu off the board. So Liam, Bag Milk. Sorry, following up your pick of biathlon. What would you like to add?
I'm going to pick the whale. If I'm remembering the movie Blackfish correctly, the documentary about SeaWorld.
Yep.
Tilikum, I believe he's got a couple of kills under his belt.
Tilikum did kill. Did
I
kill
think he's got a couple. And listen, I'm not making light. What happened? But Tilikum, he was backed into a corner.
Blackfish is a phenomenal documentary if you want
to. It's outstanding. That. Don't go to SeaWorld.
Yep. There you go. Bag Milk, you've picked yours. Your killer whale. Tyler, you go ahead and you still have a killer whale you can take off the board or two Olympic events.
I'm going to go speed skating.
Speed skating.
I've always wanted to wear speed skates.
May I? Long or short?
Short track.
Thank you.
Short track speed skating.
I've always wanted to wear those. Is the clappers on the end?
Yeah, me too.
Tyler went there. Liam, you have snowboarding half pipe. What would you like to add to that on your team? Either a whale or another event?
Another event, Dan, for me. I will go with the skiing thing. Where, like Eddie the Eagle.
Moguls?
No, Eddie the Eagle skied.
Ski jumping.
Is that what it's called?
Yep. Yes,
that one.
Perfect. Ski jumping is on Liam's event list. Rick, You have two picks.
Well, you just said it there, and we'll do that for local legend Jennifer Heil.
Okay. Moguls.
Ooh, Moguls is fun. I like Moguls.
Right.
Perfect. And
got to be hard on the old knees, though.
It does not look easy at all.
No, it does not.
So you get one more winter event and you have a killer whale still to take off the board.
One more winter event. Well, I'm going to stay just because, you know what? Our country has been fairly good at it for the majority of our lives.
Men's hockey is already off the board.
We're going to go with figure skating.
Oh, very nice. Nice. Shout out to Elvis Stoiko.
And Kurt Browning.
And Kurt and Browning.
Presley.
And Presley, yep. Of course. Of course.
Still alive, by the way. Mm-hmm. And then you're
No, I'm done. I move on.
Way back. Yeah, you get the default killer whale. Liam, you're either event or whale.
Stressed out over there.
So event, so far I have ski jump and snowboard and half pipe.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know if I know many other events. Sledge hockey.
Sledge hockey.
Ooh, sledge hockey. That's very good.
Go to the Paralympics.
Yeah, that does.
I've always wanted to try sledge hockey too, but I feel like my arms are too girly to
be able
to move myself around the ice.
Upper body strength.
Too string beanie, my arms.
So now I have to find a whale, or is it going to come back to me?
It's coming back to you. Tyler, you get to select an event or a whale.
I will go bobsleigh.
Bobsled.
Ah, yes.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme.
Tyler has grabbed bobsled. Bag Milk has two events left to pick.
All right. Well, the first one is the one that I always find hilarious when they haul ass head first down the bobsled track. So I'm going with Skeleton. Mm-hmm. Skeleton.
Amazing name of an event.
Outstanding event. Okay.
And then I'm going to pick my two events, and then you get to get one on the back end. I'm going to grab, I lost what I was going to grab. Sorry. One sec, please. I had my list, and this is a serious event, of course. So
I went without looking at the list, by the way.
Did you?
Yep.
For your whales?
Pardon me?
For your killer whales?
I have one. Yeah, no, I have to go to the list for that.
Yeah. Well, I have found my killer whale.
I am going to grab the luge. Luge, and I'm going to do long track speed skating.
Love.
Long track speed skating and the luge.
Shout out to Katrina LeMay Doan.
Mm-hmm. So long track speed skating and the luge. And now Bag Milk, you get to select your final event.
I'm going to go two man luge yes. Because it's hilarious. And I like the idea that they're steering with their bum cheeks.
Two man luge for Bag Milk with the skeleton event. Heavy on the hills. Like it. Tyler, you get to select your killer whale.
Moby Dick. He killed and he was a whale.
Okay. That is true.
And Liam.
My whale, Dan, will be whale CA165, Lonesome George. And you're probably all thinking, who is Lonesome George? Well, Lonesome George is one of the biggest killer whales ever recorded, with an estimated length of 33 feet. And he is still alive today in the West Coast.
Hope he has some friends.
Born in 1984.
Somebody get Lonesome George a friend.
Yeah.
Congratulations on selecting Lonesome George with your final pick of the draft.
Look at him.
And Rick, to finish us off with your selection of a killer whale, you've been given the entire draft to think about this.
Yeah.
Who are you going to go with?
Yeah.
Well, let me be back up at the top here again. We're going with Katrina, one of the most prolific female killer whales.
Okay.
Yes. She was next on my
list. I like quantity when it comes to my killing from whales.
Nobody selected Finn. Interesting. No one selected the mascot of the.
There was one in here that killed its tank mate. Hugo killed Tokate. Oh. That would have been a decent sleeper.
That's yeah.
Don't fair fucking enough. Sleep on Hugo. I tell you that.
There
much.
You go.
So definitely stay tuned. You will be sleeping.
Yeah, stay tuned for fishes. Those actual graphics on our social media, right, Waz?
But yep. We'll see.
Wow, Hugo died too.
Nope. Listen,
gave him the chair.
In 1980.
He did what he lived as he loved.
Rest in peace, Marine World.
They don't give him the chair. They give him the tank.
They just start slowly draining it.
Probably at a
That's rude.
Yeah.
I had a different one. I was going to say.
All right.
Paul.
Real quick, just to wrap up the podcast, we got to go. Well, I do specifically. I'm doing a Canucks conversation. Go check me out on that show or don't. Probably don't. Score prediction game one, Rick.
5-1.
Tyler.
4-3 overtime.
Don't do that to me.
Liam.
3-1 Oilers.
Nation Dan.
5-2 Edmonton Oilers.
4-2 win incoming. We will check in from Greta tomorrow in Vancouver. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.